Lawyers usually don't spell out the word contract when they're writing informally. It's not C-O-N-T-R-A-C-T, but instead the single letter K. A student in a law class might write something like, offer plus acceptance plus consideration equals K. So as accepting of shorthand spelling as it is, the law seems to have little sympathy for those who obsess about spelling bees. I know this because a kid got a bee in his bonnet when he lost a bee. He sued. This has great relevance today with the National Spelling Bee just around the corner, a movie on the big screen about a bee, and local spelling bees sometimes available for our viewing pleasure on public access channels. Yep, I sat through one. Some families care deeply about spelling bees and how well their kids can spell. Watch the documentary Spellbound, and you'll meet and follow several young spellers and their parents as they memorize words for the national competition. But it's scary clear when you read the case out of Ohio in which an overzealous father allegedly attacked his young daughter after she placed second in a spelling bee. The court terminated his parental rights after it found that he hit her, broke electrical equipment, and smashed her second-place trophy. It's a case from the West Coast, though, in which a court really gets its chance to criticize the spelling-obsessed. The case is from California. In it, a child sued the county spelling bee organizers through his guardian ad litem after he placed second in the bee. The organizers had allowed two children from another school to participate after the beekeepers had mistakenly disqualified one of them for spelling a word incorrectly. Turns out that he'd spelled a correct variation. The speller who'd been initially disqualified went on to win the entire county bee. If the ultimate winner hadn't been allowed to participate, the second-place speller argued, the second-place speller would have placed first, winning a trip to Washington, D.C. and possible great acclaim. But the court didn't see it that way. It found no causation and no common sense, as the judges put it. There's no proof that indeed number two would have become number one, because, among other things, number two misspelled a word, and that misspelling allowed number one to advance. Plus, the judges wrote, courts can't erase the world's imperfections. So no sympathy from either the trial court or the appellate court for the young man who placed second in a county spelling bee. The final line of the opinion reads, as for the judgment of the court, we'll spell it out. A-F-I-R-M-E-D. Yep, the word affirmed is missing the second F. Perhaps an attempt by the court to show the second-place finisher that great success is possible even for those who make spelling mistakes. Or perhaps it's just that a profession that uses a K instead of spelling out the word contract finds the second F a bit redundant. And yes, it does make the rules. I'm Amy.